This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
So the following program, which requires an investment, is subject to all local, state, and federal laws.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, welcome to the official show. The pregame is out of the way. And now it's showtime on Newsmax TV. We call it the Root Reaction. Everyone's gone for the day in the media around the world and around New York and around D.C. and even around the left coast where I live here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and parts west of me, Los Angeles, San Francisco. Everybody's home for the day. It's after 5 years, it's after eight where you are. And so we get to react to the news that came in today. And so I started the show by telling you Trump was right. We need a wall. We need extreme vetting. We need to deport bad people. Cartel gunmen kill the 13th Mexican journalist this year in Mexico. It's amazing. You know, in America, there's no open season on journalists. It just doesn't happen. There is no such thing in the United States. But if you allow it in the United States, just the other day in New York, in Long Island, New York, they found a person buried in a shallow grave. It was an MS-13 gang member victim. And so if you let bad people in the country, things like that will happen here. They'll start killing judges. They'll start killing policemen and women. They'll start killing journalists. Donald Trump's trying to prevent all that. He is a hero, not a Nazi or an enemy of the people, as Democrats want to paint it. Muslim militants burn alive a Christian pastor and his family in Nigeria. And folks, you got to understand something. Again, wall, extreme vetting, deport bad people. Don't watch who comes in like a hawk. Don't allow people to overstay their visas and disappear into America. Cannot allow it. These are all examples of why we can't let America become Europe, okay? But here's the biggest news story of the night. Democratic congressman warns immigration officers following illegal Trump orders. That's his comment, illegal Trump orders, meaning go arrest somebody who's a bad guy. That's an illegal order. You will not be safe. That's the comments from Arizona Congressman Ruben Gallego. He tweeted that out. He put it in writing. When the worm turns, you will not be safe because you were just following orders. So, look, I've called this from day one. There's a couple of things I want to talk about in tonight's show. I called from day one that they're trying to make the case that Trump's a Nazi and Trump's Hitler because they want to make the case this is just like the Germans who went after the Jews and took the people, my relatives, I'm Jewish, took the people out of their homes, stole everything they owned, put them on trains, sent them to a concentration camp, sent them to showers, gassed them to death, murdered them, raped them, tortured them. And this is what's going on in America. Folks, this is not what's going on in America. It's a disgrace that anybody would say that. But now I see where it's leading. This is the next iteration of that lie. Now you have Hispanic congressmen trying to say that his people are being treated like the Nazis treated the Jews. And the reason I say that is because he's hinting that there would be a Nuremberg trial after Trump is out of office, that anyone who did something illegal and claimed they're following orders, if you're an ICE officer or even a police officer, guess what? It didn't matter. You're still going to go to prison. Or we're going to give you the death penalty. We're going to hang you like they did in Nuremberg. Don't think that's not what he's saying. That's exactly what Representative Ruben Gallego is saying to all of us. Basically, what's happened is the Democratic Party has diverged from mainstream thought in the United States. And they don't care what you or I think. They don't care what taxpayers think, what people who work for a living think, people who aren't on welfare think, people who are legally born in the United States. They don't care what we think. All they care about is communist, socialist, Marxist. They care about illegals. They care about convicts. They care about people on welfare. They care about criminals. That's it. That's your entire Democratic Party, and now they've gone so far that they'll actually threaten to arrest law enforcement officers. First, they went to the next step, which is called Trump Hitler, and say he's a Nazi. Then they went to the next step, let's abolish ICE. Now they go to the third step, let's arrest ICE and hold them responsible for carrying out Trump's orders. These people are loco. They've lost their minds. The other big news story, and then we'll take calls the whole rest of the show. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK is the email logs reveal correspondence between a really strong Clinton associate, Fusion GPS, which was paid for by the Clintons, and Russians at the Trump Tower meeting. And when I say Fusion GPS is paid for by the Clintons, it was the Clintons who paid Fusion GPS and Christopher Steele, the British spy, to make up a dossier about Trump and then give it to the FBI, who gave it to the FISA court and let the judges issue a warrant to spy on the Trump campaign. So all these people are tied in together. I'll read you the story. This is about an attorney from New York, Edward Lieberman. Edward Lieberman in New York. His wife, Evelyn, served as Hillary Clinton's chief of staff. She exchanged numerous emails with the co-founder. He exchanged numerous emails with the co-founder of Fusion GPS and Russian participants in the infamous June 9, 2016 Trump Tower meeting. Documentation has proven to the Senate Judiciary Committee. The correspondence is part of a series of exhibits provided to Senate investigators, reviewed by Breitbart News, and it took place in the weeks leading up to the Trump Tower meeting. Do you understand? Democrats set up the meeting. They're the ones who are involved in Russian collusion. I said this from day one. It is all about Solinsky. Look in the mirror, see who you are, and blame it on the other guy. Hillary did the Uranium One deal. Hillary was tied in with the Russians. Hillary's the one who paid for the Russian dossier, and now you find out Hillary's, the husband of the woman who was Hillary's chief of staff, was involved in setting up the Trump Tower meeting that framed Donald Trump and Donald Trump Jr. Earlier this week, Breitbart News cited witness testimony saying Lieberman, this is the lawyer, Edward Lieberman, whose wife is chief of staff for Hillary Clinton, was present at one and possibly two dinner meetings between the controversial Fusion GPS firm and key participants in the infamous June meeting. Lieberman also met with one Russian participant the same day of the Trump Tower meeting. So let me get this straight. Donald Jr. meets with Russians at Trump Tower who claim they have a story about Hillary. That makes him the worst criminal in the history of America. But this guy, who's the husband, a lawyer and the husband of Hillary's chief of staff, meets with the same Russians the same day of the Trump meeting, he's fine, no problems. And now the logs provide a paper trail connection between this guy, Lieberman, Fusion GPS that created that dossier against Trump, and two of the Russian participants. And besides working for Hillary Clinton while she was the first lady, Lieberman's late wife, Evelyn, also served as Bill Clinton's deputy chief of staff, and she's the one that transferred Monica Lewinsky out of the White House to the Defense Department. How about Edward Lieberman himself? He's been described as working within the orbit of the Clintons. He served as legal counsel and advisor to the Albright Group that was founded by Madeleine Albright, who served as Bill Clinton's Secretary of State and later a surrogate for Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. Lieberman's expertise listed on his Albright Group bio includes, now get this, multi-billion dollar privatization of oil and gas assets in Russia. Folks, Hillary Clinton is the one with the massive Russian problem, not Donald Trump, not Donald Trump Jr. So again and again and again, you see the problem. Now here's the other big news story of the day. How many of you ever been to In-N-Out Burger? Have you been to In-N-Out Burger? In-N-Out Burger is mostly on the west coast of the United States. And it's this wonderful hamburger joint run by born-again Christians, evangelical Christians, who put a Bible verse on the bottom of the cups that you drink out of at In-N-Out Burger. And they pride themselves on the finest food, the finest burgers, the best high-quality beef, the best fries, never made in old stale oil, new batch oil every time. And it is the most fantastic, orgasmic fast food you've ever eaten in your life. Now, I don't eat fast food. But I cheat with In-N-Out Burger about four times a year. But four times a year, I will say, this is my day. I'm going for dinner tonight to In-N-Out Burger, and I'll get the French fries, and I'll get the hamburger animal style. I think it's called animal style. And I put it in a lettuce wrap because I don't eat gluten. And that's my cheating, okay? I love In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out Burger gave $25,000 donation a few months ago to the California Democratic Party. And now, the California Republican Party, and now the chairman of the California Democratic Party has asked Democrats across the state to boycott In-N-Out Burger. This is what it's come to. Okay? On the one hand, I went to Mitt Romney in 2012, and I told him that Obama had used the IRS to try and destroy me, and I had found all by myself, all by my lonesome, without a TV show or a radio show, all by myself, I just run into about 30 people who said they'd given big donations to Mitt Romney and immediately, within a month, were audited by the IRS, got audit notices in the mail. And I told Mitt it was a pattern. There was no way it was a coincidence. The Democratic Party is trying to make it illegal to donate to the Republican Party. They're trying to ban the Republican Party. They're trying to make all of us scared that if you donate, you're going to get an IRS audit. And Mitt Romney refused to believe me and refused to go after the Democratic Party. Refused to use this as ammo against Barack Obama in 2012. And Mitt Romney lost the election. He got what he deserved. So now, fast forward to today, 2018. Not only do Democrats want to send the IRS after you, try and destroy your life if you dare to write a check to Republican causes. Now they want to destroy your business. They want to boycott you. They want to protest you. They want people to stop eating at your establishment because you dare to write a check to the Republican Party. I mean, I live in Las Vegas. We must have, what, 5,000 restaurants in Las Vegas? Maybe I'm guessing low. I would guess every restaurant owner I've ever met in the entire Vegas is a Republican. And I would guess they all give checks and write checks to the Republican Party. You're going to make them scared, petrified, to ever write a check to the Republican Party or ever show their views to anyone again for fear of being boycotted, for fear of losing their businesses. That's the Democrats' goal. It's the same reason they're banning us at Facebook, same reason they're banning us at Twitter, same reason they're banning us at YouTube, same reason they're banning conservative thought at Google. It's happening everywhere in America. It's the same reason Jackie Rosen, U.S. Senate candidate in Nevada against Dean Heller, tried to destroy and blow up my phone yesterday. Her campaign, not her, but her campaign staffer, called me up and said, I'm going to blow up your phone now that I know it's Wayne Allyn Root. And he called me dozens and dozens of times. So you can't use your phone. It's called criminal harassment. It's called a violation of FCC law. And I'm filing. And so this is what goes on, folks, with the Democratic Party. They want to ban us. They want to harass us. They want to destroy us. They want to bankrupt us. And oh, by the way, they want to arrest ICE officers. That's how bad it's gotten. This nation is so badly divided. Trump didn't divide it, folks.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Health care in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716. 5716.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
War now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, U.S. Gold Bureau is the sponsor of the show. I always hold up their beautiful coin. This beautiful American Eagle, silver eagle coin. It is yours free for making a phone call right now. That's all you have to do. Make the call. They're the group that was chosen by the state of Texas to operate the Texas Bullion Depository, the Fort Knox of Texas. Nobody in the whole country can make that claim except U.S. Gold Bureau, because there's only one Fort Knox outside of the Fort Knox. Only one Fort Knox on the state level in the entire United States out of 50 states. Texas has it. It's the Texas Bullion Depository. And they literally hired, because they trust them, U.S. Gold Bureau to run it, to operate it, to manage it, et cetera, et cetera. And if you call them right now, they're going to give you this beautiful, fresh from the U.S. Mint, brilliant, uncirculated condition, silver eagle coin. 1 ounce of pure silver. It's free. No additional obligation. The call's free. The coin's free. And more importantly, the shipping is free. So everything's free. So who's got the risk here? They've got the risk. Why don't you call? Why would you not call? Call U.S. Gold Bureau right now, because you got nothing to lose. They got everything to lose. They're losing money to try and get you to call just to prove to you that you could trust them and they're good people to deal with. And they know everything about precious metals. So give them a call, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653. Give you a little bit of good news, because we make a difference around here. I mentioned this on the radio show, two-pronged mention here. Number one, I asked all of you to call, and I gave a phone number out on the show yesterday, Jackie Rosen's office, U.S. Congresswoman running for U.S. Senate Democrat, whose office staff had chosen to harass me. And you called in such large volume, that they had to literally disconnect their telephone. And they did. That's amazing. So that's number one. Thank you. Love you. You're the greatest. Number two, the phone call stopped coming. The harassment ended. They got the message. You all told them stop allowing your staff to harass Wayne Root. And they got the message and the harassment ended. Then number three is South Africa. In the whole country, the only guy who mentioned what was happening in South Africa, that the black majority was literally had resurrected apartheid against the white majority and was stealing the farms of white farmers and was encouraging or certainly looking the other way as black mobs killed white farmers. Many of them have been murdered, one every 5 days in South Africa. And so I brought this to the attention, like Paul Revere of the American public, the only guy in the country, not just on the radio, USA radio, not just on TV, Newsmax TV, but also in my column at the Las Vegas Review Journal. I'm the only guy in the country who printed the story about what was happening in South Africa. And sure enough, then I had a guest on my radio show. It was the deputy press secretary of Donald Trump, president of the United States. And off mic, I told him, look, I could give you 100 things to talk to Trump about, but we got to keep it simple. Got to keep it to one thing, because I know he's the busiest man in the world, and he can't absorb 50 things, and you wouldn't give him 50 things. One thing, have him look at what's happening in South Africa, and have him address in front of the nation and the world that we're not going to stand for this. Just like Americans said we're not going to stand for apartheid, we're not going to stand for reverse apartheid. You can't kill white farmers. You can't change the Constitution to steal farmland because the color of my skin is white. And it's wrong. And I asked Donald Trump to get involved and say something. And sure enough, Trump said something the next day, 24 hours later. And sure enough, guess what happened? South Africa withdraws the change in the Constitution that they could steal white-owned farms. So we changed the world. And it wasn't just me. Tucker Carlson covered the issue a couple of days before Donald Trump said what he said in a tweet and embarrassed the people of the government of South Africa. So Tucker, good job and assist to you too. But Wayne Root was there first, way before Tucker. Matter of fact, for 3 months before Tucker, I've been talking about this issue of what's happening in South Africa, because to me it's not an issue. To me it's close to the heart. I have friends who live in South Africa, quite a few, because I give speeches around the world about success and entrepreneurship, American style. And I spoke 4 times in the last 5 years in South Africa. And I spoke in Johannesburg, and I spoke in Cape Town. I spoke in quite a few cities around South Africa. And I got to know the South African people, and I became good friends with some of them. And they told me what was happening. And so I knew when no one else in this country knew what was happening, because it's kind of far away, and it's kind of isolated. It's the longest trip in the world. By the way, when I flew to South Africa, the longest flight in the world, 21 and a half hours from Atlanta to Johannesburg, South Africa. And I had to fly 4 hours to Atlanta and wait 3 hours to board that flight. So basically, it's over a day of flying. And so most people don't hear anything that goes on in South Africa. I knew it. I called it. I told the president's people to speak to him about it. And hopefully he read my column and he saw my TV show and he saw Tucker Carlson. He acted and it embarrassed the government of South Africa. And they've decided not to go forward with this plan to change the Constitution so it's legal to steal farms from white farmers. I am so glad I could make a difference in the world and we could make a difference in the world. And you made the difference for me with United States Senate candidate Jackie Rosen. We made her back down and her staff stop harassing Wayne Root. Thank you.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
War now!
USA Radio News.
Tropical Storm Gordon formed over the Florida Keys on Monday and is forecast to strengthen over the next 48 hours as it brings strong winds and heavy rain to the Gulf of Mexico. Meanwhile, a hurricane watch is in place for Mississippi and Alabama coasts, including the cities of Gulfport, Biloxi, and Mobile. This Florida hardware store owner says he's doing what he can to stay stocked up on supplies.
Stay in stock with the essential items, the batteries, flashlights, lanterns. coolers, buckets.
Earlier today, President Trump took to Twitter to say the worker in America is doing better than ever before. Celebrate Labor Day. Economist Peter Marucci says the president has a point regarding the economy.
Since he's become president, the economy has expanded at about 2.8% per year. During the Obama years, it was less than 2%. He's doing almost 50% better.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, a great email I wanted to read you from one of our listeners, Bob. He says, Wayne, if the commie rats boycott of In-N-Out Burger works the same as their boycott of Chick-fil-A, well, then the owners of In-N-Out are about to become multi-billionaires. I'm sure they're already billionaires, by the way. But they're about to become multi-billionaires. Because you remember when Democrats and gay activists tried to boycott Chick-fil-A, millions of Christians stood in lines that wrapped around the corner 10 times, waited 2 hours to buy food at In-N-Out Burger to prove to the world you're not going to let us, we're not going to let you put our favorite business people and favorite businesses out of business. Good Christians at Chick-fil-A, we're not going to let you do that to them. And I'm sure they feel the same way about In-N-Out Burger. Great Christians. Today, I only spoke to one person about this, by the way. Someone was here fixing my audio equipment for my radio show. And I said to the guy, did you hear that they want to boycott In-N-Out Burger? The liberals do, because they made a $25,000 contribution to the Republican Party of California. And he looked at me and he said, oh, good. On my way home, I think I'll buy like four burgers, twice as many as I usually do, and I'll bring two home with me. That's the way people are going to respond. So liberals think they're getting away with something, and they're not getting away with anything. We're not going to let you put our favorite businesses out of business. And you're going to force us to do the same to you and put you out of business. Giant mistake. Giant mistake. Makes no sense. Any CEO that would cave to liberals is an idiot. Because half your audience is conservative, half is liberal. I'm not asking you to be conservative. I'm not asking you to be liberal. Just stay out of it. Don't get involved in it. Don't ever say, oh, I'm going to do something that annoys every conservative to make liberals happy. If you do that, in other words, if the CEO of In-N-Out capitulated and said, I'm asking for my money back from the California GOP, if you ever dare do that, you'd lose the conservatives too and the liberals wouldn't come back to you. You'd lose everybody. Stick to your guns. There are millions of conservatives, 63 million Trump voters, who will support you and fight for you. By the way, speaking of supporting you and fighting for you and sticking to your guns and being healthy, Synagenics is the sponsor of this segment of the show. They're founded in 1997. They're the clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging. I like to say they have anti-aging clinics all over the country. They say they don't have anti-aging. They have defy-aging clinics. They defy Mother Nature. It's a proven scientific approach to healthy eating and healthy aging, and they're doing a great job with me. I'll tell you what, I'm eating more than I've ever eaten, and I'm working out half as much as I used to work out. So I have an extra hour to do business each day. I used to work out 2 hours a day, and now I work out 45 minutes to an hour a day, and I used to eat about three meals a day, two meals and a snack, and now I eat four, five, and six meals, and I love the food. It's amazing. Protein after protein, chicken and fish and pork and sushi and turkey and just eggs upon eggs. And I just love it. It's the greatest food. I look forward to all my meals. Sausage. I look forward to all my meals all day long. I'm getting pure doses of protein and protein powder and protein shakes and protein bars. And it's just fantastic how many times I eat, how much I eat, and how little I work out compared to the old days. And I've lost 9 pounds and I feel great. So thank you, Synagenics. Call them, 888-YOUNGER. 888-YOUNGER. And by the way, if you want to be older, don't call. But if you want to be younger, 888-YOUNGER, toll-free anywhere in the United States, or register at Synagenics.com, C-E-N-E-G-E-N-I-C-S, Synagenics.com. Let's take calls. I promise the whole rest of the show we do that. Let's start with Marie in South Carolina on line one. Marie wants to talk about Ron DeSantis, the new, hopefully, the next governor of Florida. Hey, Marie.
Yes. I love Ron DeSantis, and this Curbelo character wanting Ron DeSantis to apologize for saying monkey. This Curbelo jerk ought to apologize for being so stupid.
Well, let's make sure everybody knows what we're talking about, Marie. He didn't call the African-American candidate a monkey.
No, he did not.
Never. He just said, stop monkeying around the guy that bad.
That's right. He meant about don't let it go to a socialist.
Right. Marie, it's not a big deal. I'm telling you, liberals try to make it a big deal. None of us care.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, we don't care. I mean, it's a joke. It really is.
That's right. I just pray he wins November.
Exactly. I mean, this was the problem I had for 8 years under Obama. You have to be careful every word you said because you get called a racist.
I know.
It's unbelievable. And then if you have a liberal
white
guy,
it's disgusting.
But if you have a liberal white guy in there, remember all the old George McGovern? Well, I didn't have to be careful about anything I said. I called George McGovern a Marxist, a communist, a socialist, the same as I called Obama a Marxist, a socialist.
That's right.
But you're a racist if you do it against a black guy or a black woman, and you're completely fine if you do it against a white guy. It's a joke. It really is. We're held to politically correct standards that are ruining our society. Hey, Marie, thanks for the call. Really appreciate it. You're a regular caller. We'll take Harold in Maryland on line two. Harold, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hello.
Hey, Harold, you're on with Wayne Root. What's on your mind?
I'm ready, and now that you thought about something, I really have something to say about Mr. DeSantis and that comment.
Okay. Go ahead, shoot.
Oh, is this you?
It's Wayne. It's not the board operator. It's Wayne Root.
I've been on the phone, sir, for half an hour. I'm sorry. I just wanted to tell you, sir, that when someone uses terminology that's been accepted for years and years and years, if I would say to somebody, it's clear, it's black and white, would the liberals take offense to that?
Yes, they would. Yes, they would. You know,
sir, aren't they negating the things that have just been standards of whatever? They're going to get us to the point where I'm not, because I don't believe in political correctness. That's a part of their game, isn't it?
Well, I'll give you the other side that no one's talking about. It's even worse than that, Harold. Now, I don't think most of my conservative viewers on Newsmax have quite the same taste as I do on TV. I like crime. I like shoot 'em up shows where people are killing each other. And maybe most of you don't like that, so you haven't watched the violent shows that I do. I like a show called Power, which I think is on Starz Encore, if I'm not mistaken. And I like a show that I think is on HBO. It's called Ballers, about an agent representing football players, right? And so I love sports, NFL football, and I love cops and robbers shooting each other on TV. Both those shows have black actors who use the N-word like 20 times a
Absolutely.
Show.
Absolutely.
20 times a show. It's crazy. Absolutely. How could you use that word 20 times a show and then tell the rest of us if we ever use it by mistake, our careers are over? It doesn't make sense. And this is why people have gotten mad they voted for Donald Trump.
Sir, can I just tell you very quickly, one of the ladies I visited a nursing home was very, very upset this Saturday because she was in tears. She said that somebody had accused her of using the N-word, two black girls, and that now they weren't speaking to her. And I tried to tell her that the Lord did not care, that she would never have said such a thing, but she was disheartened because these two black women were not talking to her. And I said to her, good Lord, these people call themselves that all the time. So Mr. Neese, don't let that go to you, because they're just trying to get your goat.
Yeah, I mean, look, I would say we should never say it, but they should never say it either. If you don't like the word,
Absolutely.
Then no one should use it, and I have no problem with that at all. It's a terrible offense to use that word, I agree. But then you shouldn't use it to represent your own people, is what I would
right.
say to the Starz of Power and the writers of Power and the Starz of Ballers and the writers of Ballers. You know, it's all black NFL players on Ballers, actors playing black NFL players who use the N-word constantly. So I don't even want to hear that word when you hear it.
When was the last time you or any of us as white people call each other honkies?
Right, exactly. So it makes no sense. So this political correctness is killing us. And, you know, I've used the saying, don't let the pot call the kettle black, right? If I was doing
Absolutely.
That in a debate with a black politician, you'd say I'm a racist. What?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
All right, Harold, thank you. Harold, we got to go. I want to make it quick, so I want to get everybody in. You got your points. You did great. They were good points. I agree with you. Let's take Vance from Texas. We'll take more calls. 833-WAR-TALK. Fill in the ones who left. You can now get on. 833-927-8255. Vance from Texas. You're on with Wayne Root. Vance, how are you?
Pretty good, Wayne. How are you doing?
Very good. How can I help you today? What's on your mind?
First thing I want to let you know is I admire your tenacity and your clarity, and you don't get those both together very often.
Thank you, sir.
First thing I want to bring up is about when you mentioned Saul Alinsky a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
I went to school with one of my classmates, and when we graduated, he went on to college, and I just did what I did. But he became very successful, started a computer company, and I've kept up with him a little bit over the years. But right about a month before Donald came down the escalator that night or that day, I ran into my friend, and we started talking about, you know, Donald Trump, and I just instantly noticed how negative he was being.
Yeah.
And I was kind of confused, but because Trump was still popular, you know.
Right.
But the Saul Alinsky thing is what I'm saying is Trump did the worst thing he could do to him. He Saul Alinsky'd him. He used some of the tenets of the book Rules for Radicals.
Right.
And smashed them.
Right.
And that is where the ultimate hatred comes from. Because I ran into my friend again, and I started talking to him. So I brought that up.
Yes.
Because he went to the University of Texas in Austin, which is quite liberal. But he didn't agree with me, but he would smile and kind of, you know, give me that feel.
Listen, it's more than just he's adopted their methods to destroy them. Trump is just, you know, their methods are attack, attack, attack. Trump's methods are attack, attack, attack. Democrats are in your face. Trump's in your face. You know, Democrats are always on offense. Trump's always on offense. And Trump, Democrats are always running the media. Well, Trump wants to get in the media 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I always say, look, I'm Jewish and from New York. And most of my Jewish friends in New York are big liberal Democrats. And they talk about how much they hate Trump. They're just like him. Trump is just like a New York Jewish real estate magnate. I know so many Jewish New York Ivy League educated real estate guys. They all sound like Trump. They act like Trump. And their behavior's like Trump. The way they attack in business is like Trump. I think the reason they hate Trump is two people hate each other when they're like each other. They're exactly like him. Trump is them. And so they hate him? That's ridiculous. Look in the mirror. You're him. Makes no sense that you'd hate him. It's ridiculous. I'll be right back. We'll take more calls. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255.
Suzanne Cantra, editor and founder of Techlicious, with all the must-know about this year's must-have school tools, and that is laptops. Where do we begin in keeping these kids safe as they wander around out there on the Internet?
Kids are going to high school or college or looking for a laptop that's going to give them always-on connectivity and great battery life. So the Lenovo Mix 630 is a thin and light fanless design powered by a Qualcomm Snapdragon 835 processor. What this means is that you are going to get that always-on connectivity. You were also mentioning safety. You know, one of the things that we talk about in terms of safety is making sure that our kids aren't exposed to content that's not appropriate for their age. There's a product called Circle Home. You attach it to your router, and you can set content ratings for all the devices in your house. So if you have even, you know, a younger child, you can set it for that elementary school level.
Where can we go for more information?
You can go to techlicious.com.
You remember how on the Phil Harris Show, Frankie Remley always knew a guy that could get you a deal, that could hook you up? Guess what? I'm that guy right now, and I'm going to do that for you. You've heard me talk about for the last year how my sleep's improved dramatically with my pillow. It really has changed my life. I want you to feel how great I feel. I'm hooking you up. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you can get four pillows for about the price of a single MyPillow. How? Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, click on the four-pack special. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows like I sleep on every night, two go-anywhere pillows that are travel size. You can take them anywhere. 100% machine washable, dryable, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it. You don't like it, return it. Why buy just one when you can get the four-pack special? Use my discount code USA. Go to 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA and do it now.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Roots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
War now. Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350-350.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Roots, Landis Tax Group is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I'm sad to say the three letters that promote the most fear in the English language are IRS. I had my own IRS experience. And by the way, I don't even blame the IRS. I never have. Barack Obama and probably Valerie Jarrett demanded that the IRS go after Wayne Allyn Root. So, they were acting upon orders of the President of the United States and the White House. And so they went after Wayne Allyn Root, and that's something you got to stop in the future. Anybody who does it, got to fire everybody involved, got to impeach the president involved. And what lesson was learned? Nothing, because nobody ever went after anybody. But at least this lesson was learned, that if you got Sam Landis on your side, even the IRS can't beat you. Sam Landis is the best. Best tax lawyer in the United States of America. Thank you, Sam Landis. He represented me twice against the IRS under Barack Obama. Twice we won. And both times I walked away unscathed. I didn't owe a penny. You get to call him. You have a free consultation. What do you got to lose? It costs you nothing. There will be no salesman on the phone. There will be no hype. There will be no sales pitch. It will be just a lawyer, a tax lawyer on the phone with you. You'll hear exactly what you'll pay and exactly how long it will take, and you'll be shocked at how reasonable the cost is. And because you're talking to an attorney, your call is protected by attorney-client privilege. Call the Landis Tax Group. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Sam is my great friend. 800-WE-HELP-YOU, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's 800-934-3578. LandisTaxLaw.com. LandisTaxLaw.com. Numerically, 800-934-3578. You should take it and put it in your Rolodex, your address book, and your phone. You're going to need it one day. The next time the IRS contacts you, you want to call Sam Landis. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. All right, let's grab some calls. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK, toll-free anywhere in the United States, 833-927-8255. By the way, this is the last segment, the last 5 minutes of the last segment, and I'm headed for a quick four-day holiday, so I won't be here tomorrow. Pags will be here tomorrow on TV, on Newsmax TV. Joe Pags will take my hour. When I get back on Tuesday, I will take his 4 o'clock hour and be on for 2 hours. And on radio, Lee Elsie will be filling in for me all 3 hours tomorrow. Lee Elsie from WJJF in New London, Connecticut. Great guy, good friend of mine. Just spent weekend in New London, Connecticut at Mohegan Sun, or near New London at Mohegan Sun, where they had a big event celebrating the 10th anniversary of WJJF. And Lee Elsie was the MC of the whole thing, and I was the guest of honor. And over 600 people showed up, and we were very honored to have such a great turnout. Good people. Lee Elsie will fill in for me tomorrow. All right, calls, 833-WAR-TALK. We'll take you right now. Last call of the night. We'll take Mike from Fresno on line 4. Mike, you're on with Wayne Root.
Hey, Wayne, thank you for God's blessings to you. I know he's blessing you, Wayne, because they're trying to blow your phone up just like they're trying to blow In-N-Out Burger.
Right. Same thing. Exactly. Same thing.
Listen. I was going to ask you, if you have time, you can answer this, but what's wrong with a Christian organization supporting the Republican Party? Because I can't support the Democratic Party if I'm a Christian just because of certain biblical beliefs, and I'm not ashamed to say I'm a Christian like In-N-Out Burger, but what if there was a court system set up that would overrule that? Like, maybe, where did the FISA court come from, Wayne? I wondered where did that come from.
I have no idea. You got me on that. Remember, I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know who invented the FISA court, but, you know, look, there's literally a huge behemoth United States government. There are thousands of judges. There are hundreds of thousands of lawyers working for the United States government, public defenders, prosecutors, legal experts, et cetera, et cetera. There are military lawyers called JAG lawyers. Who knows who came up with the idea of a FISA court, but someone in the legal judicial system came up with it. You know they were a big liberal. The entire system, Mike, is being used against us. You know, it's never in favor of Wayne Root or Donald Trump. It's only against us. God forbid Wayne Root ever gets in trouble. Do you think there's a judge in this country that would ever be sympathetic to a conservative talk show host? It's crazy. You can't win when the government and the judges and the prosecutors, they're all dominated by liberals who believe in big government. And we ask for smaller government, and they jump on us and try to destroy us. It's really very, very scary what we're going up against. But I appreciate your call, Mike, from Fresno. Thank you. Another regular caller. I just wanted to tell you a couple little things that are happening. Here it is right here. Here we go. So I think good news, because I'm someone who always thinks government employees may be nice people, some of them, but they're overpaid. Donald Trump cancels pay raise for federal workers that was due to start in January. President Trump informed Congress on Thursday he's canceling pay raises due in January for most civilian federal employees, citing budget constraints. What do you know? That's why I love Trump. Finally, someone's recognizing we're $21 trillion in debt, and you can't pay everyone everything they want. You can't give them constant increases without performance reviews. Just for being alive and breathing, you get a raise? That's only in the government world, not in the private sectors that happens. But the workers could still see a slightly smaller boost in their pay under a proposal lawmakers are considering. Of course, Trump said he was axing the 2.1% across-the-board raise for most workers, as well as locality pay increases, averaging 25.7% and costing $25 billion. We must maintain efforts to put our nation on a fiscally sustainable course. Well, of course, finally, a president with common sense. All right, I'll be off tomorrow. It's my little holiday. I'm getting away for a few days. I wish all of you a fantastic Labor Day. Honor the people that work in our world, the laborers who pay the taxes and do all the work. We love all of you. And all the cops out there, be safe over a holiday weekend. I hope it's not a dangerous one for any of you. All the military veterans out there, wherever you are in the world, God bless you. We love you. We pray for you. I'll be back here on Tuesday. See you then.
Any product advertised on the previous program which requires an investment is subject to all local.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.